Good morning. Welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Mr. Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
I understand we're talking about some cattle this morning. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
All right. Well, today I'd like to talk about body condition scoring cattle and the rule of 7%. So the body condition scoring system is used to assess body energy reserves in the beef cow. And the body condition score system used for cattle ranges from 1 to 9. And 1 is where the cow is very thin and emaciated, where number 9, a body condition score of 9, is fat and very obese, okay? So at this point, I'd like to suggest that if you don't know what those body condition scores look like, Google body condition scoring cattle and go look at the pictures of the different body condition scores. It'll also tell you a little bit what to look for when you are body condition scoring. But when you do score your cows, we don't want to consider age. We don't want to consider frame size or pregnancy status or hair code or any of those things. Remember, we are trying to quantify fatness, and there's a strong relationship that comes between fatness and body condition scoring. And for each body condition score unit change, so if you go from a 5 to a 6, that means that the cow should gain or lose approximately 7% of her body condition score 5 weight. So for example, if a cow weighs 1,200 pounds at a body condition score of 5, that means to reach the body condition score of 6, she needs to weigh 1,284 pounds. If she loses weight and she drops down to 1,116 pounds, she'd be a body condition score of 4. So in this case, it's about 84 pounds is what we're looking for on a 1,200-pound cow. The best time to evaluate body condition score in your cows is late summer or early fall while the cows are still in the second trimester, okay? And this time would be like now. You know, we want to think about it now, maybe right at weaning time or shortly after weaning time, because if the cows need to be fed or managed in a different way, we have time to do it before the hard winter comes. And we want to make sure that we have them to that adequate body condition score by the start of the next calving season. Okay. And so why is body condition score important? That's probably the next thing you're going to ask. Well, if cows are to maintain a calving interval of 1 year, that means they have to breed back 80 to 85 days after they had their calf. Okay. And in both old and young cows, it is well established that body condition score at calving determines the rebreeding success. So producers should manage their cows to achieve a body condition score of a 5 to 6, and that would be in their mature cows. Now, in a heifer or a first calf heifer, we want to have that body condition score closer to a 6. And you might ask, well, why do heifers need to have a higher body condition score? Well, typically the biggest reproductive challenge that we have is getting those 2-year-old cows that are raising their first calf to breed back. Okay, so these cows, these heifers, they're lactating for the first time. They're still growing. You know, they've had that change in their body. They've got to repair that. All that has to happen in 80 to 85 days after they calve. So that's why we need that body condition score just a little bit higher. We need them to be there around about a 6. So if you have spring calving cows, now's a good time to body condition score your cows. If some of the cows need to gain weight, it's a lot easier, like I said earlier, to put the weight on now while it's still relatively warm. They don't have to put so much towards maintenance. You know, they can actually gain some weight. So now's the time to do it rather than wait until later this fall. So that's all I have for today. Until next time, stay safe.
Well, always an interesting conversation when you come into the studio, that's for sure. Join us Monday morning at 6:40 for the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Consumer Wellness, Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.